You're listening to SBS News.
UN Special Rapporteur on Summary Executions and Extrajudicial Killings, Agnes Callamard, is calling for a thorough investigation by the United States and others into information they received that suggests that Mr. Bezos' phone was hacked. Mr. Bezos' phone was allegedly hacked after receiving an MP4 video file sent from the Saudi prince's WhatsApp account. Ms. Callamard says there may be some link with the hacking and the death of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. Saudi critic Jamal Khashoggi was allegedly killed by Saudi agents inside the Saudi consulate in Turkey in October 2018, and the Washington Post was highly critical of the Saudi government after his killing.
The phone was hacked at a time when Mr. Jamal Khashoggi was writing for the Washington Post and was writing very critical pieces about Saudi Arabia and the Crown Prince. So the suspicion is that the phone of Mr. Bezos was hacked in relation to his role as the owner of the Washington Post and in relation to the campaign of intimidation and silencing that Saudi Arabia began more or less at that time.
Mr. Bezos went public about the incident after the National Enquirer tabloid threatened to expose an intimate selfie he'd taken and other private messages he'd exchanged with a woman he was dating while still married. A forensic report that was commissioned by Mr. Bezos and shared with the United Nations experts assessed with medium to high confidence that his phone was infiltrated on May 1, 2018 via the MP4 video file. The UN experts reviewed the 2019 digital forensic analysis of Mr. Bezos' iPhone, which they say was made available to them as UN Special Rapporteurs, which are independent experts appointed by the world body. Ms. Callamard says the records showed that within hours of receipt of the video from the Crown Prince's account, there was an extreme change in phone behaviour, with enormous amounts of data from the phone being transmitted over the following months.
It demonstrates to the international community that we are dealing with a technology and an industry that is not controlled, that is not traced, and that can have serious implications for human rights. So it's particularly important for the international community to wake up to the dangers that this uncontrolled industry represents at the moment.
The UN Special Rapporteur says while Saudi Arabia was supposedly investigating the killing of Mr. Khashoggi and prosecuting those it deemed responsible, it was clandestinely waging a massive online campaign against Mr. Bezos and Amazon, targeting him principally as the owner of the Washington Post. The UN believes this was an attempt to influence, if not silence, the Washington Post's reporting on Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia's Foreign Minister Faisal bin Farhan has denied the allegations, saying there's no real evidence to support the claims.
All I can say is that the allegations are completely untrue, and they're really based on conjecture and information that's not complete. There's no real evidence that we can see, and therefore, you know, we think it's not a serious accusation at all. I think it's really up to those that are making the allegations to prove them.
The Financial Times claims it has seen a forensic report that was done by FTI Consulting, the private firm hired by Bezos. The newspaper says the forensic report does not claim to have conclusive evidence and could not ascertain what alleged spyware was used. Mr. Farhan says he cannot say why the claims are being made.
No, I wouldn't want to guess on the motivations, but they are certainly not based on a factual understanding or any evidence that we see as credible.
The United Nations says it would like to see the allegations lead to the US Congress demanding a thorough study and investigation into the hacking because of its national security implications. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.